This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party to hold district conventions from April 28. Nationwide vitamin A and deworming campaign for children across the country continues today. Communications Minister Bikram Timal Sinha calls for civil service reform to align with political changes. And tensions rise in West Asia after U.S. seizes Iranian-flagged vessel in Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has announced it will begin its district conventions from April 28. Party spokesperson Manish Jha said a secretariat meeting held at the party's central office in Banasthali decided to assign responsibilities to proportionally elected members of the parliament in constituencies without directly elected representatives. Likewise, the list of responsibilities along with district and constituency details is set to be approved at the central committee meeting scheduled for today. According to spokesperson Jha, the meeting will begin with a briefing on party activities followed by short reports from central committee members. Key agenda items include the nomination of central office bearers, draft procedures for the general convention, and proposed amendments to the party statute. The meeting will also discuss the formation of candidate clubs, preparations for upcoming local level elections, and voting rights for Nepali citizens living abroad. The campaign to administer vitamin A supplements and deworming medication to children is continuing today as well. The Ministry of Health and Population is conducting the nationwide program under the National Vitamin A Initiative, providing vitamin A capsules to around 2.2 million children aged 6 months to 59 months. Nearly 2 million children aged 1 to 5 years are also receiving the deworming tablet. According to Leela Vikram Thapa, chief of the nutrition section at the Department of Health Services, vaccination centers have been set up across the country with around 52,000 female community health volunteers and 15,000 health workers mobilized for the campaign. The government provides these services free of charge twice a year in April and October and has urged parents to ensure children complete routine immunization during April, observed as Immunization Month. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Bikram Timal Sinha has said the civil service must reform to align with recent political changes, stressing that delays and excuses in public service delivery will no longer be tolerated. Speaking at an interaction with government officials at the District Administration Office Nuwakot yesterday, the minister said the current government is committed to transparency and accountability, urging civil servants to perform responsibly or step aside. At a separate press meet in Bhattar, Minister Timal Sinha urged media and social media users to avoid spreading misleading and irresponsible content, emphasizing self-regulation and adherence to professional codes of conduct. The minister also dismissed rumors about the distribution of new mobile phones to ministers as baseless, urging the public to verify information before sharing it. Students planning to study abroad can now obtain No Objection Certificate or NOC from home following the introduction of a fully online system. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology said the service has been made faceless after integrating the NOC online portal with Tribhuvan University and Kathmandu University through an API system. With the new arrangement, students can apply for NOC online and, once approved, download and print the certificates themselves. The certificates include a QR code for verification. With the latest integration, verification is now done digitally using registration numbers and a date of birth. The ministry also stated that the revenue payments are now fully online, making the entire process more efficient and accessible. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal held a meeting with Milton Dick, Speaker of the Australian House of Representatives in Istanbul, Turkey on Sunday. Chair Dahal is currently in Istanbul to participate in the 152nd General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union. According to his secretariat, the meeting focused on strengthening bilateral relations between Nepal and Australia, along with discussions on mutual interests and enhancing parliamentary cooperation. National Assembly members Krishna Bahadur Rokaya and Anjan Sakya, as well as National Assembly Secretary Tul Bahadur Karel, were also present during the meeting. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has clarified that rising fuel prices in the domestic market are primarily driven by fluctuations in international rates of processed petroleum products. Responding to growing public concern, NOC spokesperson Manoj Thakur stated that Nepal, lacking its own refinery, imports refined fuels directly rather than the crude oil. As a result, local prices should be compared with international prices of processed fuels, not crude oil. The NOC purchases petroleum products from the Indian Oil Corporation, with prices adjusted automatically after 15 days based on the supplier's rates. The corporation noted that the gap between crude and refined fuel prices has widened significantly beyond normal levels, largely due to international market instability linked to tensions in West Asia. This year's spring mountaineering season has begun on a strong note, with successful ascents recorded. Dholagiri, the world's seventh highest mountain standing at 8,167 meters, saw its first successful summit of the season on Saturday. Nine climbers, five Nepali and four international, reached the summit at around 11 a.m. as part of an expedition. The team included climbers from China and Switzerland along with Sherpas. The Department of Tourism reported that a total of 28 climbers, including 12 women and 16 men across three groups, have received permits to climb Dholagiri this season. The men's national cricket team is set to face United Arab Emirates national cricket team in the opening match of a two-game T20 international series today. The match will be played at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground starting at 5 p.m. The series marks Nepal's return to hosting international cricket at home after a gap of 2 years and will be led by Dipendra Singh Airy in the T20I format. Likewise, the women's national cricket team has secured its first victory in the ICC Women's T20 Challenge Trophy, defeating the Italy's women's national cricket team by 50 runs in Rwanda. The match held at the Rwanda Cricket Stadium, Nepal posted a total of 112 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. In response, Italy were bowled out for 62 runs in 18.4 overs. Nepal had earlier lost its opening match to the United States by 44 runs in the ongoing tournament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions have escalated in West Asia after Iran condemned the United States' seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, calling it an act of armed piracy and warning of possible retaliation. According to U.S. President Donald Trump, the vessel named Tuska was intercepted by the U.S. Navy after it allegedly failed to comply with warnings to stop. The development comes amid diplomatic efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict between the two countries. The White House has announced that Vice President J.D. Vance will lead a delegation to Pakistan for a possible second round of talks alongside senior advisers. However, Iranian officials have indicated they will not participate in negotiations unless the United States lifts its naval blockade. Meanwhile, the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed, with both sides accusing each other of violations. With diplomatic uncertainty and military tensions continuing, the situation remains fluid, raising concerns over broader regional and economic impacts. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions, including Kosi province, while partly cloudy conditions are likely in the Terai region today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, as well as in other Himalayan regions of the country, and at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Lumbini provinces. There is also a possibility of hot days in Madhya province, as well as in the Tarai valleys and basins of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashim provinces today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly and local winds, as well as a low pressure system located near the eastern part of the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 18 to 20 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Rashtriya Swatantra Party to hold district conventions from April 28. Nationwide vitamin A and deworming campaign for children across the country continues today. Communications Minister Bikram Timal Sinha calls for civil service reform to align with political changes. And tensions rise in West Asia after US seizes Iranian flagged vessel in Strait of Hormuz. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.